I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf declared the state's opioid addiction epidemic a public health emergency and ordered a command center set up to treat the crisis like it would a natural disaster. Joining us to make sense of the governor's 90-day disaster declaration is WHYY's Katie Meyer. Katie, welcome back to Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
This was broken up into some 13 initiatives. Help us make sense of them.
Sure. So these are all, I mean, I think the crux of it is this is going to speed up the way that the state can respond to opioid addiction and addiction crises by basically rolling back some regulations. So one of the big changes is there's going to be a new, what's called an opioid coordination group, and that's going to be within the State Emergency Management Agency, which, you know, usually handles, like, disaster relief and things like that. So that's going to be sort of the command center. That's where they're going to coordinate this effort from. Other changes are kind of across the board. They're going to let some of the high-performing drug treatment facilities that are doing well, bypass licensing requirements. They're going to speed up intake to treatment facilities by expanding who can admit patients. Right now only physicians can, but they're going to let nurses and others do that as well. One of the big ones is they're going to leave extra naloxone with overdose patients in case they need to be revived again. So when emergency workers respond, they can say, here's extra naloxone just in case. And naloxone helps revive overdose patients. So, it's a lot of different things.
And in addition, part of that acceleration is due to the fact that, like a public health emergency declaration, it gives state officials a lot of latitude regarding the existing rules and regulations.
It does, and that's sort of, what each of these items is doing is kind of superseding an existing rule. So, you know, for instance, on the naloxone thing, you weren't allowed to leave the drug with overdose victims before, but now, just for this 90-day period, you can. And what's interesting going forward on this is, you know, as you said before, it's just 90 days, but what they're doing, or what they say they're planning on doing, is using this to decide whether or not these certain regulations really should be rolled back in the future. So I think they're already making plans to make some of these things permanent.
Pennsylvania sustained more than 4,600 fatal drug overdoses in 2016, and we are apparently joining, I believe, 8 states that already have this kind of declaration in place.
We're going to be the 8th state, yes.
Have they established enough of a track record that can we to determine what are realistic goals in, say, the first 90 days?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've been trying to reach out to other states that have done this. Most, have done this fairly recently, so there's not a whole lot of data we can go off of. I'm trying to, gather a little bit more information as we speak, but for the states that have already done this, I think it's worth noting, like, Pennsylvania is in worse shape than a lot of them. The other states, just for the record, are Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Virginia, and South Carolina. So, we had, for instance, just in the last 2 years, from 2016 to 2017, we had the second highest jump in opioid-related deaths. So we're right up there in the worst cases.
Let's see. Democratic Attorney General Josh Shapiro calls Wolf's action an important step here in Philadelphia. Mayor Jim Kenney says the problem was particularly acute in the city and praises Wolf's declaration. Were there any naysayers today?
I wouldn't say there were any naysayers specifically. I think pretty much across the board, people agreed with the fact that we need to be paying more attention to this crisis. We need to be putting taking an all-hands-on-deck approach to it. There was one group that appeared a little bit miffed. That was the House Republicans. I spoke to their spokesman, Steve Miskin, and he said, basically he was unhappy that the governor had taken unilateral action on this. Or at least that he hadn't told House Republicans and other, interested lawmakers farther beforehand. They learned about this last night. And so, his argument was that, they are an interested party in this, in addressing this issue. They've been introducing, lots of bills, across the aisle to address the opioid addiction crisis. And they would have liked to work together with the governor to sort of, say where this thing should go. Because the governor did make a lot of his own decisions on which regulations to waive. So I think the House Republicans would have liked at least some heads up on what he was doing.
The overall intent, obviously, is to save lives. And should it be determined rather quickly in coming weeks rather than 90 days, whether there's any effectiveness toward that end?
You know, I think it's going to be an ongoing thing. I will say, just, you know, from a data perspective, you're not going to get, like, a real clear picture of how this is helping just because there's so many fluctuations between weeks and even months. So 90 days even isn't a very long period of time to see how well this is working. But, you know, the administration says they hope that this is going to give them an idea of, you know, what direction they should be leaning in regulations-wise going forward.
Katie, thanks for joining us at the onset, and we'll be sure to be checking back with you as it plays out.
Thanks for having me.
WHYY's Katie Meyer on Newsworks Tonight.